We're going to read in Parshat Devarim, which always comes the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, that Moshe Rabbeinu says, records that he had said to Hashem the following, Eicha esel levadi tarchachem ma'asechem v'rivchem. How can I bear on my own your troubles, your burdens, your fighting with each other? And we read it in the tune of Eicha. And the question, I think, is, you know, what's so negative? The Jewish people had grown and grown into this very, very large nation. And it was simply beyond the capacity of one person, even someone as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, to judge them all by himself. He needed other people. So, but why does, if that's true, then why does Moshe include this story as part of the Musar, the rebuke that he's giving the Jewish people at that time? So the Sforno writes the following. He says, again, Moshe Rabbeinu talks about this story that happened at the beginning when they first had left Egypt, and says the Sforno Sha'afapisha Bisra was some Shiichnisu La Arts Bilti Shum Milchama. They had been told at that time, this is before the Chayt Maraglim, that they're going to go into Eretz Israel, they're not even going to have to fight a war, they're going to be able to just to walk in and take over the land. And even though they've been promised such an incredible promise by Hashem and all the wonderful things Hashem had done for them, Lo Nimnu Mila Ober Divre Ribos Ish Al Chaveiro. Both in Jehutzrach Limnos Madrego Shoftim. They couldn't stop fighting with each other. There were so many disagreements, so many arguments going on between different Jews that Moshe had no choice. He had to elect all these other judges to help him out. When Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking the people is that they've lost perspective. Instead of recognizing that they had an ability to be there for each other, opportunity that existed to have such a beautiful Am that could work together. Instead, they got caught up constantly in what was happening, what someone was doing to me, that's not fair, etc. And so it says, Moshe, Eicha esel levadi tarchachem ma'asechem v'rivchem. How frustrating it was for me, says Moshe, that with all the good, all the potential that you had, you were getting caught up in the small things and losing perspective. Rav Malach Biderman tells a story that happened a number of years ago on the night of the Lag BaOmer tragedy in Meiron. There was a certain Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael who received a phone call that night at 3 in the morning notifying him that one of his Talmidim, Yaakov, was among those who had been killed in this terrible, terrible tragedy. And Yaakov had not been one of the easiest students in this Rebbe's year. And, but of course, he felt it was horrible. Horrifying news. And he was thinking to himself, I need to figure out how I'm going to give a hesped, give a eulogy for him the next day. So he sat down trying to think about what he could say about this boy who really, was a challenge to have in the class. So he sat down with the pen and paper, and he remembered this time that Yaakov had done this nice thing for another boy, another time that he had davened really nicely, another time that he answered a great question, that there were times here and there where he shined. And as he was thinking about these ideas, he couldn't help but feel like so terrible. And he even said that he called up to Yaakov's neshama, and he said, you go to Shemayim, tell them that you were really a great boy. It was just, you were lacking words of encouragement. You were lacking chizik. It was my job as your Rebbe to give you more chizik, and I didn't. And he felt terribly guilty that he hadn't spent more time trying to encourage this boy and help him find his potential. Wakes up the next morning, and he gets a phone call that it was a mistake. That they were trying to figure out identifying those who had been killed. They thought that Yaakov was one of the victims, but he was in fact not, and he was fine. He was home. And the Rebbe was certainly shaken by this whole experience, thinking that his student had passed away, and really he was fine. But then he had this a moment of awakening, and he said to himself, "Well, now I know what I have to do. I know the task that's in front of me." He knew what job was now open for him to do, and the opportunity he now had. He had a student who needed his support, and he was ready to go, give him encouragement, give him chizak, to spend more time pointing out the positives in him and making him feel that he believed in him. Spend a lot of the year getting lost at times in the silliness of disagreements, of judging other people, of knowing that we should work on how we treat each other, but not really doing anything about it. And comes Tisha B'Av and reminds us that it's not too late. It's never too late. Tisha B'Av is the moment where we wake up and realize how much impact we can have with an invite, a phone call, a text, a word of chizik to somebody having a hard day. Even a hello, a good Shabbos in the street. We don't have to change the world, but we can change ourselves just a little. So as Tisha B'Av approaches and we feel maybe a little disappointed another year, Mashiach hasn't come just yet, let's not get down, but rather stand up and realize we have another chance, an opportunity right in front of us each day to make an impact on another person, an impact on ourselves, and Rosh Hashem, if we do so, an impact on all of Am Yisrael.